Part 4. Ending a call. Page 42. Exercise 2.
Well, on the phone, you need to check everything, or a lot of things, to avoid misunderstandings. You should repeat details, specifications, times, spellings, dates, all that sort of thing, prices even. And if you make agreements, you should confirm them. I think it's best to end calls with some sort of check or confirmation. You might even ask for a fax confirmation.
Yes, that's quite common. What else would you include in the end of a phone call?
Well, there's checking that there's nothing left to say. How many times does it happen that you put the phone down and then say, "Oh, I forgot to say such and such," or "I meant to ask about something else"? You have to phone back. It's such a waste of time. You can usually avoid that if one of you says something like, "Is that all?" or "Anything else?"
OK. And do you think the business phone call is strictly about business?
Well, in a sense, yes. Small talk can be very important, and it is all business. There's usually a bit of small talk in phone calls, even if it's just a comment on the weather, or how someone is, or your last trip away. It's easy to underestimate the importance of small talk. You have to learn to feel confident with it.
Why do you think small talk is so important?
Well, it helps to build and maintain relationships. There are dangers, though. It should be kept brief.
And how do you get off the phone when the other side is talking about the weather for ages and you don't want to be rude?
Oh, yes, that can be difficult. I think it's best to interrupt politely. Say you have to go somewhere. You can say, yes, we'll have to talk again soon. I really had better go now. I've a meeting in 5 minutes. Or something like that. If it's a customer, you can offer to call back later if there's anything else to discuss.